Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, here to give you the weekly wrap of insurance news just a couple of days after Melbourne Cup Day on this Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. Whether you're an insurer, policyholder, or just interested in the industry, let's delve into what's been shaking the Australian insurance sector this week. In our first key touchpoint, we browse through the surge in claims for non-advised disability income insurance, or DII for short. Recent analysis has shown that non-advised DII, with claims paid ratio of an astonishing 113%, has overtaken even advised policies, standing at a less impressive 68%. Data from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority identifies this dramatic rise and cautions some DII products may require reevaluation for capital requirements. Interestingly, the dispute frequency for non-advised DII is relatively high. This pushes the sector to critically review its strategies to ensure these ratios are sustainable and fair to both the policyholder and the provider. Switching gears to a high-profile case, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has ruled in favor of RAC Insurance over a controversial fire claim denial. A homeowner in Western Australia with a prior criminal record involving arson saw his claim rejected. The evidence, comprehensive with CCTV footage and kerosene purchase records, suggested an intentional ignition rather than an unfortunate accidental fire. This sets a new precedence in evidence handling to safeguard against potential insurance fraud. Next up, talking about transparency in premiums, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, is urging insurers to reinforce consumer clarity. How? They propose to display last year's actual premiums in renewal notices. This follows an incident at RAC Insurance where significant price hikes were seen in the final bill as opposed to initial quotes. This recommendation aims at increasing your awareness on policy changes and making you an informed policyholder when it comes to renewals. In our final piece of news, an insurance company whose name remains under wraps right now is under spotlight following an internal audit. The audit revealed thousands of policyholders being overcharged due to inaccuracies in providing promised discounts. This incident serves as a stark reminder for insurers of the financial and reputational risks posed by understated oversight. Accordingly, rigorous internal audits have now become more essential than ever to establish and maintain customer trust. That's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap. Remember, the more you know, the better decisions you can make for your personal and business insurance needs. For more information, do pay a visit to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estrotori signing off. Keep safe, Australia.